Let's hear now about a distinct voice in American rock, Victoria Williams. She's known for her unusual lyrics, and she has a devoted following. But her career almost came to an end more than 20 years ago. Alex Cohen of member station KPCC reports that a newly released recording of a performance from back then reminds Williams fans of her unique sound.
Victoria Williams can't remember a time when she didn't sing.
I kind of unconsciously sang before I'd go to bed, to where my brother would knock on the wall and say, "Shut up!"
Eventually, she grew a bit more conscious of her talent and started performing with local bands around her hometown of Forbing, Louisiana. But Williams never really thought of it as a career, until one night when she played a gig at a deer camp, a gathering space for hunters.
The band went on break, and I went and I sang a song. And this hunter came up and he says, "I'll give you $100 if you sing another song."
Soon after, Williams began writing songs, like this one, inspired by a neighbor who lost her dog.
Happy, come home. Happy. And all the neighbors thought she was screaming crazy right out of her head. She was happy.
It touches me, I think, because of the lyric, "Happy, come home," which maybe it's not even a dog. Maybe it's just happiness.
Victoria Williams has built a loyal following on seemingly simple songs that strike a deeper chord.
Outside my house is a cactus plant they call the century tree. And only once in 100 years it flowers gracefully. And you never know when it will bloom.
Me, empathy is the main instrument of our very existence.
Pianist and composer Van Dyke Parks has worked with such notable artists as the Beach Boys, U2, and Skrillex.
And to hit on this stuff that is the ordinary human condition and all of its comedy and tragedy, and she had all of that in a pronounced way.
I walked plenty of miles down long and bumpy roads, and I've had lots of holes in the soles.
Parks arranged Victoria Williams' 1987 debut album.
I'm on my second soul. It's looking mighty worn. I danced in it, ran in it. I put plenty of miles.
The album caught the attention of filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker, who had already made documentaries about Bob Dylan and the Monterey Pop Festival. He shot a short film about Williams and her music.
I got this warning voice. I feel like it's too much to go. Frog, I mean, if y'all don't mind it. Okay.
By 1993, she had earned a coveted spot as the opening act for Neil Young. At first, the tour was going great.
I was on like the 23rd show when all of a sudden my hands were numb and I really couldn't play the guitar. So I'm just standing there singing a cappella. And then his manager said, "You have got to go to the hospital and find out what's wrong with you."
Williams was eventually diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. She had to stop performing to regain her health, and before long, the singer was overwhelmed by medical bills. Luckily, Williams had earned some fans through an appearance years before on a cable access show in New York City.
I'd never seen her or heard of her, but her voice and the lyrics were amazing. And I called Lou over and I said, look at this.
That's Sylvia Reed, the late Lou Reed's second wife. The couple wound up befriending Williams, and when the singer fell ill,
we just felt this immediate need to help her. And I think a lot of people felt that way.
So Reed says it wasn't too hard to get some of those people to record Williams' songs for a benefit album Reed helped organize. Sweet Relief featured a dozen artists, including Pearl Jam, Lucinda Williams, and Reed's husband, Lou.
Thump, thump, down the stairs he came. She heard him coming. She stood there just the same.
Sweet Relief helped bring her music to a much wider audience and raised so much money, Williams wound up with a surplus. She used it to establish a foundation for other musicians struggling with medical costs. With her health back on track, Victoria Williams hit the road again in 1995.
Happy to be. That's Molly. She's decided to come on stage She's traveling with us on the road, and she's in heat.
A fan recorded this New York show and posted the audio to YouTube nearly 20 years later. Now, Williams' record label has released it.
Lived on a curve in the road, an old tar paper shack, on the south side of the town, on the wrong side of the tracks.
Williams says she barely remembers this show. These days, she lives in Joshua Tree, California, where she still struggles with MS. There is no cure. But her Sweet Relief Foundation is still in operation, helping other musicians. And Williams has been well enough to work on new material with the help of a Chinese zither she discovered in a music store.
It's kind of gone back to what it was at the very, very beginning of singing. Of singing, like, words that I don't know what they mean. I'd say it's just like singing in tongues.
Victoria Williams hopes to release a record of these songs. It would be her first album of new material in more than 15 years. Alex Cohen, NPR News.